Coffee jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hello, Karen. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. It's nice to see you.
Nice to see you both.
What have you brought us this morning?
So the book I have today is called 10 Minutes, 38 Seconds in This Strange World. And it's by Aleph Shafiq. It was shortlisted for the Booker Prize.
Cool. It has a glorious cover.
Yeah.
Do you know what the cover kind of reminds me of? I think just the colourways. Did anyone read The Rainbow Fish growing up?
Oh, yes.
Do you think so? It's got like blue tinges of florals, but then it's got little gold embossed bits on it, which is kind of like the scale on the rainbow fish.
Right. Anyway, I love the rainbow
fish. That's not the book we're talking about today.
But it's interesting you say that because a lot of people have told me they don't like this cover.
Oh, really?
What? I personally don't have a problem with it. I think it's quite beautiful.
Yeah, no, it's lovely. Really nice. Yeah. I'd pick that up in the shop and be like, ooh.
This is a good one.
What do you think, Sarah?
Reminds me of something.
It does.
The rainbow fish book.
It's gold foil.
Don't you think?
Which can be problematic, but, you know.
Oh, it's tacky. No,
yeah,
I love
exactly,
it.
Exactly, yeah. But she is... People always go on about writers being brave, right? They always say,
brave new book.
Well, Aleph Shafiq really is brave because she is writing about pretty brutal things in her homeland of Turkey, sexual violence against women, and she's very, very outspoken about it. And this book here has seen her be investigated by the Turkish government for speaking badly about her homeland. And
wow.
So she actually lives in England and she can't actually go back to Turkey.
That's because of
incredible.
The book?
Because of the book.
Because of the investigation
that is happening against her. She's
Is it a fiction or non-fiction?
It's fiction.
And there's still...
Yeah, because it's a pretty brutal book.
Yeah.
And I guess it's not kind of the Turkey that the Department of Tourism would want people to
see.
But I think if she's not writing something that she's claiming to be...
Well, I agree
100%. It seems strange that they can sort of legitimise an investigation.
A really remarkable woman and a really staunch human rights and women's rights campaigner. So this is a really brutal novel, but it's also really compassionate and really quite hopeful. But it opens with our main character, Tequila Leela, and she's a sex worker. And she is actually in a dumpster in the outskirts of Turkey and she's dying. She's been murdered.
Oh my God.
And the title, 10 Minutes, 38 Seconds in a Strange World, refers to the amount of time that the brain takes to shut down once someone dies. And so she's kind of in this dumpster and her cells are abuzz with activity. And this is how the story is framed. It's framed by her being triggered by smells, scents, and kind of tastes, and we learn her backstory through that.
And so
during
this time.
Is
she kind of narrating this?
And
the
she's
whole
narrating
novel
the story through
during that 10 minutes.
During that time.
Wow, that's such an great concept for a.
She actually,
book.
It's really, really clever storytelling, and she says. At one moment she wishes that she could go back and tell everyone that the dead don't die instantly. They can reflect on things, including their own demise. But what this is a story of friendship, love and history. And you learn about the history of the Middle East through the eyes of its outcasts and its marginalised people. She has a core group of about 5 friends. And they've all come together as kind of outcasts, marginalised people, and it's through their perspective, really. So there's heaps of historical detail, but through that lens.
I saw on the back, Simon Sharma is one of the people who's written about how great this book is as well.
If you just actually look at all the other people too, not just Simon Sharma, but Philippe Sands and Hanif Qureshi, Peter Frankopan. So these are a lot of these
big
writers.
Names, yeah.
They are heavyweights in history writing.
Yes,
they're important writers.
Yeah.
So, a remarkable book.
What an incredible piece of framing, but also how heavy as well. Is it the kind of book... I mean, I guess this is a weird question, but is it a book that you can read without feeling... total devastation, or is that very much the kind of core of it?
It's kind of not. It sounds weird to say it because it's so much about friendship and community and that is so hopeful and so warm, and she's written such a compassionate, empathetic mm-hmm. book. So it's super beautiful.
So this was shortlisted for the Booker.
It was shortlisted for the Booker.
What do you think about the winning situation for the Booker? Because I don't think we've talked to anybody from Time Out since.
No. So I'm really disappointed about the dual win. I don't think it should have happened.
I don't actually know. Who won?
What happened was The Testaments by Margaret Atwood and Girl, Woman, Other by Bernadette Evaristo won joint, and I think it's an extreme cop-out because
I agree.
it has always been a rule of the Booker that it can only be for one winner, and I just think it's really, really, really sad and disappointing that the first time a black woman has won that prize, she has to share that triumph.
Exactly. With
Margaret
Atwood,
who's already won
and who actually says in her speech, I kind of don't really need this, and it's sort of, I just felt really cross when I saw that.
Absolute cop-out. Shouldn't have happened. And
that's a great book. And it's wonderful, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, too, that the judges have said that right up until, you know, the day they were asking, well, we can't decide, can we give it to two winners? And it's a rule that you can't. And they were told twice no, but they did it anyway.
They did it anyway, even though they were told no. So what's happened since then? Nothing. It's just...
There has actually been a bit of backlash. Yeah. There's been a bit of reportage coming out, people kind of unhappy about it. And I'm with them. I think it's a cop-out.
Yeah, but they won't.
It is a cop-out to give a blockbuster book a bit of a...
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, a legacy award. I think it was an amazing shortlist, like quite diverse.
Yeah.
I just don't think the Testaments was good enough.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's something political there, but,
it is,
you know.
It is. Yeah. But I think that a prize like the Booker, which deals with such political subject matter in the nature of the books it talks about, should know better than maybe, you know?
Yeah, so what are they going to do next year? Can't decide and give it to three people?
Yeah.
I think the other shame as well is that you win a lot of money with the Booker prize. And she has to split it. And, you know, there's a lot.
She has to split that prize.
There's a lot going on.
So they won't, that's it now. They'll just leave it despite the backlash. They won't.
Oh, yeah, they've done it. Yeah.
You can't, you know, take someone's prize back.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, maybe.
Sorry.
Maybe Margaret Atwood would be like, you know what? I don't need this prize.
Again, it would still be a bit of taste in the mouth, though, wouldn't it?
I mean, I know that she's donating a lot of that money.
Hey, I've got nothing against Margaret Atwood.
Neither.
She's awesome. I love her.
Absolutely.
But I totally agree with you. I felt really grumpy when I saw that.
But cool for Bernadette Evaristo, who is 60 years old and has been, I think it's like her 8th or 9th book, and anything that can get, you know, a wider audience. But also, especially, you know, the book that she's written is dealing with, you know, the lives of black women. So that's something that we need more of.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Karen. Remind us of the book you brought in today.
Thank you. It's called 10 Minutes, 38 Seconds in This Strange World by Aleph Shafik.
Fantastic.
That was Loose Reads.
It certainly